Hey guys, it's Denise here and welcome to your first decluttering assignment. I want you to open up the physical checklist in your manual. This is the first one. It's really easy, but it's incredibly important. We're going to start with the real basics here because as we go through the course, we're really focused on upgrading you and pushing you to newer levels in your self-care. And that all relates to your manifesting and your ability to receive good in your life. So we start with what you declutter first, and what we do is a checklist of your entire body. You might find it a bit strange, but it really works. So as we go through each of the body parts, there's a tick box where it just says, what's going on? Is there a problem here? Just tick it if there's a problem. If it's not, you can ignore it. So the problems I'm talking about are things like pain, or if there's something not quite right, or you're just not happy with it. And then the next box says, well, what's going on? And that's a space for you to jot down the specifics of what's going on in that body part. For example, niggling health problem or chipped tooth or whatever it is. So we start at the top of your body going downwards. So for example, we start with your hair. Are you happy with your hair? Your scalp, do you get itchiness or dandruff? Is there anything like that? Your face, do you have a scar that you're not happy with, or you've got dry skin or really hairy eyebrows? Maybe you've got contact lenses and you don't like to wear them. You put that under eyes. Tick that and then just write what's going on for you. How does it make you feel? You go through everything, your sinuses, nose, mouth, breath, teeth, neck, arms, armpits, hands, nails, chest, breasts, stomach, your menstrual cycle, your pubic area, your hips, bums, you've only got one, thighs, legs, feet, toenails. You literally go from the top of your head to the bottom, and that is your first checklist. Now wait before you do it. This is not going through the list and going fat, ugly, don't like it, and judging your body. This is not about judgment. This is a real basic kind of checklist, looking for problems or things that irritate you on a daily basis. And what we're doing is we're really assessing your level of self-care. You might not even realize some of this stuff. You might go, oh, nails. Oh, yeah, actually, my nails are really raggedy and it annoys me sometimes, or I bite my nails. So write that down. You're just coming up with things that you're going to take action on later on in the course. I've also included in that handout a little virtual model of myself. So this is actually me. I made it at www.mvm.com, which is my virtual model. And I think they do a weight loss one now too, which you can probably Google. And you can personalize your own body avatar. So you put in your height, your weight, your skin color, eye color, hair color, and it comes up with a 3D version of you. And then you can dress it up and go shopping with it. And I've actually bought clothes using my virtual model, which is awesome. But you can also rotate it so you can see what you look like from the back and side. And it's really accurate. So although mine doesn't look like me in the face, on the body, it's pretty accurate. And you can use this in a lot of different ways. And I use this for manifesting. So I really encourage you to create one for yourself. So I've included me in here, but you can just use it as a sample and create your own. So if you don't want to do the checklist and you're more of a visual person, here's what you can do. You can write down things that are annoying you and put a little arrow pointing to that body part. So when I did this, I had pimples on my chest, so I put that on. I had dry skin on my thighs that annoyed me, so I, did an arrow to the pointing of the thighs, had a dodgy knee, I had to keep on going to the therapist, had sweaty feet, I put everything down. Now it's really great to record these as you go and put a date on it, because when I first did this exercise, I think in 2008 or 2009, that itchy scalp really annoyed me on a day-to-day basis. And it's great to keep these records for yourself as to what's going on in your life. It's a snapshot. If you've got a pretty strong health goal that you want to manifest, then the way you can use my virtual model is really cool. So first of all, you create a model of your current weight and download that and save that. And then you change it to your ideal weight and then you save that one. So you could put in yourself and then put in 10 kilograms lighter or 5 pounds lighter. and you can see what you'd look like in the future. It's really fun and the visualization helps with the manifesting. But the checklist here is so incredibly important. And if you feel like you have a lot of hatred around your body or you just don't accept it the way it is, let me tell you that absolutely will affect your manifesting ability. It doesn't matter what you're trying to manifest. Literally, you could be trying to manifest a new car, a new job, a new husband, and it all relates to how you take care of yourself on a cellular level. So one of the bonuses you get in this course is a subliminal love your body and body forgiveness exercise. And I really encourage you, if you feel like you don't have acceptance in your body and you feel like there are a lot of things that are going wrong, listen to it every night. Just put it on as you're going to sleep and let it drift through your brain and it will change the cells of your body. It will make you really love yourself and your body. And when you love yourself at a cellular level, you allow yourself to manifest amazing things. That is the link. So the next checklist is a lifestyle quiz because it shows where your self-care shows up even more in the real world and what you allow yourself to have and what you think you deserve. So questions like, I feel happy where I live. I get sufficient light and fresh air. I get enough exercise. I get the nutrition I need to nourish my body. I sleep well. My work environment is clean and uncluttered. My finances are in great order. I spend time with the people I love. I gladly spend time and money on things I enjoy. I take days off and I go on holidays regularly. I love my clothes and I feel great in them. I regularly learn new and interesting things. So on that quiz, I just want you to check in the yes or no in columns and just see what it brings up for you and really how much you're allowing yourself to live beautifully. That's really, really key. Now, if you're interested in taking this from a money angle, I really suggest that after this course, you look at my Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp because we take this quiz to a whole different level around upgrading. But really gorgeous, I just want you to check this stuff off. You don't have to do anything with it for now. Put the date on it and then next time you revisit it, do a different one because you just want more yeses than nos. And ditto with your physical checklist. You just want to take care of each of those things one by one and just eliminate the things that aren't working for you. Really, that's what this whole step is about. It's about decluttering everything that's not working in your life and everything that could be holding you back from manifesting the life that you really desire and deserve. So the next checklist now is your home decluttering list. Go through your house and there are a lot of ideas about the things that you could declutter there. And you could put other rooms in as well. I've got the kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, living room. But if you've got an office or a garage or a garden, this is where you would go through it, declutter, clean and clear. This is really important because you deserve to live in a beautiful space and I want you to see where in your life you are tolerating mess and clutter. One of the bonus audios for this course is with a home stylist, Naomi Findlay, who's lovely, who talks about the impact that your home has on your health and happiness. So if your house really needs some work, take some time to listen to that. If you feel like you really want to work on that and that will make a difference. If your house is just gorgeous and lovely and clear and clean, then, you know, take the quiz, see how you can upgrade it to the next level and move on to something else. And if you're interested in taking that further, you could look at feng shui or you can look at, you know, different decluttering things like Fly Lady, for example, is great around cleaning and decluttering. And there are a lot of people who have professional organizing websites and blogs that can help you with that. So I had a look at what some of the rooms in your house mean. So apparently your kitchen represents your health and your wealth. And that's obvious, I guess, because the food that you eat really is your health. You are what you eat. I don't know why wealth is associated with the kitchen, but I suppose the heart of the house, you know, is really the kitchen in a lot of people's homes. It's where people spend a lot of time. It's where your nourishment comes in. And really, that's where your self-care shows up in so many ways. And if your self-care is not right, the money probably won't follow. So with your home decluttering checklist, I really can't emphasize enough how important it is to declutter your physical environment of crap. And I need to constantly do this on myself because honestly, I accumulate mess around me very, very quickly. Not a lot of possessions, but just mess. And you know what? Even my office at the moment, my desk gets cluttered very quickly. I'll be really honest about that. But when I clear it and clean it, I feel great. So I want to share with you a story you might have seen on my blog about my moldy banana moment. Because it really is an important example of how I used to let things build up and how sometimes our emotions can completely reflect our house and vice versa. So anyway, it was a couple of years ago when I was at university and I was really unhappy with how things were going in my life. I was failing a lot of my classes because I just didn't want to be there. I was feeling very unhealthy and tired all the time. So I would fall asleep in lectures or I fell asleep on the bus all the time. I just felt like I had no passion and joy for life. And I know a lot of you have been there at different points and some of you might even be there right now. So that's what was going on with me. And to top it all off, I had a relationship that just was not good. It was a long distance relationship and he cheated on me all the time. And it was just like, ugh, just such a gross, yucky relationship. So anyway, I was having this midnight drama conversation with him and it was really frustrating and I just couldn't get him to, you know, answer me or to declare any commitment, but he wouldn't break it off either. It was so frustrating and I hung up and I called my best friend. It was about 2 a.m. and I called her and just cried and she must have been so sick of hearing about this guy. But I cried out all my unhappiness and just said, why doesn't he love me? Why is he doing this? It was just, it was horrible. And I got off the phone and then something hit me. I finally hit rock bottom. And then it was like my eyes opened and all the fog cleared and I started to notice my environment. I realized that I'd been living like a pig. So I had this big, beautiful double bed in my bedroom and I just noticed that there was crap all over the bed and there was only just enough room for me to crawl in and sleep, you know, straight without being able to move around because the other side of the bed was full of books, university books, packets of chips, you know, bowls of food, you know, underwear, clothes, towels, everything. It was just absolute crap. There was dirty laundry all over the floor. I had nothing on my walls that was pretty or beautiful. I didn't even have a curtain in my room. And I just opened my eyes and looked around and I was like, oh my God, I'm living in filth. And then I smelled something really gross and I was like, what is that smell? And I was kind of sniffing around my bedroom like a pig. And suddenly my sense of smell came back with my sight and I realized that I could smell something under my pillow. So I had a look under my pillow and there was a moldy banana. It was in a plastic bag, but it was still completely moldy. So I had been sleeping like this, maybe even for weeks, with this moldy banana under my pillow and I hadn't even noticed. That's how cluttered my life had become. And it was incredibly symbolic for what I was allowing myself in my life. I was allowing no pleasure in my life, no cleanliness, no order, no peace, no calm. No wonder then I couldn't extract myself from this relationship because it was just reflecting how I felt on the inside. So I started laughing at that point because I just realized, like I just opened my eyes and went, oh, that's the end of it. That was my rock bottom and then I could clean up the messes that were happening in my life. So that's what decluttering can do. Again, you might not be in crisis mode. You might not need to hit rock bottom, but it could just be something that you know could be better in your life. And that's why we start physical decluttering. And you know, there's some really obvious stuff. So there's the stuff that's on the surface. You know, there's books and crap like that. But I want you to really look deep down. If your house is already clean and beautiful, start to look at what else you can declutter and simplify. Okay, so I was in the shower one time and I noticed down in the drain, I went, oh, there's a little bit of hair sticking out. So I kind of pulled it out and went, oh, I think there's a little bit more. You know where this is going. I opened up that little grate in the shower and oh my God, the amount of hair that was in that drain was disgusting. But the sense of satisfaction and kind of uncluttering I felt when I got rid of that hair was unbelievable. And so there is some stuff sometimes that's under the surface and you can just get rid of it. It's getting rid of that crap so the energy can flow. So here's some of the things I'm going to ask you to declutter. And take this checklist. Start in the kitchen. Clean out your fridge of any old food or any junk food. Same with your cupboards, just get rid of everything. This is showing the universe that you deserve the best. You deserve the best food, nutrition, everything. And it's an abundance thing as well. If you think, oh, what a waste, I didn't eat that. Well, guess what? You're not a garbage disposal. Don't feel like you have to eat stuff just because it's there. Of course, don't waste things unnecessarily, but it's that feeling of abundance that you don't have to personally eat old crappy stuff. You don't have to eat junk food because it's there or because it's open. Once you've done that, clean your fridge and cupboards inside and out. Clean your oven, your microwave if you want to. Clean the floor, clean the sink, benches, garbage, and then go through your crockery. Go through your glasses, go through your cutlery. Anything that's old or doesn't make you feel good or is kind of broken, get rid of it. Anything that you're holding on to because you think, oh, I'm sure I'll find that matching lid one day or I'm sure I'll find someone to fix this. No, you won't. This is making way for your new life. This is making way for something totally amazing and even better to come along, not fixing crappy stuff. So get rid of it. Recycle it, dispose of it, do whatever you need to do, donate it. Just get rid of these things from your life. One thing that's really key as well, if you've got kind of old, plain, ugly dishes and you've got some that you really save for best. Get rid of the old ugly ones and then get out your best ones so you can use them more regularly. If you've got a beautiful teapot or a beautiful cup, but it's kind of hidden away, bring that to the front so you do use it. Again, it's a very clear message to the universe that you deserve, that you're worth more, that you already have abundance in your life, and you've got the good feelings that attract more good feelings. Then go clean your windows. Now remember, you don't have to do everything on this list, but obviously the more you do, the better. Sometimes you don't notice how things build up and you don't have to do it yourself. You can always give this list to your cleaner, get someone else to come in, or just do a couple of hours yourself and get it done. By the end of this course, you will probably have a cleaner. It's one of the best things that you can do for your life and your manifesting because it frees up time. Anyway, let's go to your bedroom. So this is a really key place if you're looking to spice up your love life or manifest some more love and romance in your life. You know, if you're single and you're looking to manifest a partner, your bedroom is the first place to go. Make sure your bed is made with nice, fresh, beautiful sheets. If you've got sheets that have got holes in them or don't make you feel good, get rid of them. If they're itchy, scratchy, whatever, get rid of them. If you can afford to make some investment here and now, go buy some beautiful, nice sheets. Or a nice quilt cover. Just do it. We just bought a new one recently and it's just so beautiful. It makes me feel happy. Every time I look in the bedroom, I think, that's beautiful. And it wasn't even that expensive, but it makes me feel like $1 million, which is great because one of the goals in my future is to be a millionaire. So if your goal in your life is to have a happy marriage and have a wonderful sex life or attract a partner, well, you're going to have to upgrade your bedroom before that turns up because that's what helps you manifest it. Now, if you really want to manifest a soulmate, then you really need to get my soulmate series. So it starts with my book, Get Hitched, Lucky Bitch, tells you how to manifest a partner, and then you can do my soulmate course as well. So it's focusing on purely manifesting a soulmate. So for your bed as well, make sure you've got a comfortable pillow. Again, it's a message to the universe that you're worth having comforts in your life. And you know, we spend a third of our life sleeping, so you want to have things that work beautifully for you and make sure you don't wake up with a crick in your neck or you feel crap when you wake up, because that all affects your manifesting ability. Make sure you've got the right quilt or doona for the season so you're not too hot, not too cold. Declutter your bedside table and your bedside drawers and have something there that makes you feel good, whether it's a book, a journal that you can write in, a little picture of something, a crystal, or just something that reminds you of your goals. You could even stick a little something on the side of your bedside table, like a little piece of paper or a label that says an affirmation or it talks about one of your biggest goals. Let's talk about your clothes. So unless you've got a big walk-in closet, which I do now and it is amazing, most of your clothes will be in the bedroom, in a closet or a hanger or something. And I cannot stress enough about decluttering your clothes and what it can bring you. Upgrading your image is so incredibly important. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or you work in a company or you do whatever. Upgrading your image really changes how you feel about yourself and how other people feel about you as well. Really important. And of course, when you feel good, you manifest stuff. It can really transform everything in your life. But for now, I just want you to go through your closet and get rid of anything you know doesn't make you feel good. It could be out of style, it could be out of date. It just doesn't work anymore. Get rid of anything, of course, that has stains on it, anything that has holes in it, anything that doesn't make you feel good. So my wardrobe is so much better now because now I work with a stylist. I just wanted to upgrade that part of my life and I'm hopeless at shopping. So you don't have to turn into an amazing shopper. You don't have to buy a lot of stuff, but it's about things that make you feel really, really good. And remember, you can upgrade to, you know, really environmentally friendly clothes, or if you had, you know, beautiful clothes that you loved and you can mix and match them, then that's going to make you feel great. So I used to be really stingy in this area. I would only shop in secondhand shops. And a lot of my clothes were ill-fitting, or they had a button missing or a stain or all that kind of stuff. And you can imagine how much mental energy that takes up when you know you can't take your jumper off because the shirt underneath it's got a stain or a hole or a missing button. It just takes up so much energy. And having those things out of your life will free up that energy and you'll be surprised at what you can manifest. Really, I can't emphasize this enough. All this stuff, it might seem really superficial, seem really easy, but what we're doing is just freeing up that energy. And you'd be surprised at what you can manifest because nature abhors a vacuum, as we know. So we have to get rid of all the old you to make way for the new you. And seriously, it's so much fun. Once you start to go through stuff, evaluate it and say, is this coming along on my next journey with me? Is this invited to the next level? Is this shirt, is this dress, is it coming along with me? Most of the time, the answer is no, it's not. So if you have a goal around love, as I said, go to your underwear drawer. And, you know, I'm committing to doing this myself this week because you always can declutter more and more. I do it often, but I've noticed recently my underwear drawer needs to be decluttered again. So it's not good for how you feel in yourself. It's not good for your relationship. It's not good for anything having old skanky undies. So I've got some and I'm sure you do as well. So I'm challenging you, get rid of those skanky undies, please, because it will free you up for some really good energy. All right. So this next area really is just to get things out of the house. That's the next action. It's not enough just to declutter stuff. You got to get it out of the house. Donate them to a charity shop, the clothes and the stuff. If it's beyond repair, you can throw them out or you can get rid of them or you can recycle them or use them for rags or whatever. But if any fear comes up for you, just reassure yourself that there's going to be room in this new part of your life for more. You don't have to compromise anymore. Okay, let's move on to the bathroom. Again, this is stuff like cleaning your bathroom, so obvious, the shower, toilet, sink, etc. But what I've noticed is that people can hold on to really skanky old towels. So I had a friend growing up who's not like this now, but she grew up in a way that probably traumatized her around towels because her family's towels were just like rags. Honestly, they had holes in them, they were frayed, and it was just horrible. And you know that you're going to feel poor when you use things like that. So even if you can only afford to get one or two amazingly good quality towels that make you feel like $1 million when you get out of the shower, it will be worth it and it will make you feel incredible. So when I was on the Honeymoon Tester's 6 months all expenses paid travel around the world, which obviously I talked about in Lucky Bitch and for some of the intro of this course, Mark and I stayed at 5-star resorts, you know, every day for 6 months. And oh my God, the towels were incredible. Big, luxurious, fluffy, white, nice smelling, just makes you feel amazing. And yes, expensive towels are expensive for towels. But can you imagine how that small investment in the grand scheme of things, what it's going to do for your manifestation ability? Honestly, it really, really will. Because every time you use them, you're going to say, oh my God, I am worth so much. Let's look at decluttering your toiletries. So most people have got big piles of crap in their cupboards and drawers, things that are half used, things that don't work really, things you don't use anymore, things you bought and you didn't like, etc. So a great thing to do is to declutter stuff that's just, again, not coming on the journey with you. Stuff that's old, full of chemicals, doesn't really work, you didn't like it, wasn't the right shade for you, doesn't suit your skin, gives you a rash, etc., etc. Now, you might feel guilty here and think, well, I can't throw them out because I paid money for them. Well, remember, you don't have to compromise. If they're still good and there's still, you know, stuff in them, you can donate them to somebody. You can donate them to your local shelter, a homeless shelter, or just leave them at the gym. Somebody will use them. But you don't have to have it anymore. You don't have to compromise. And here is when you can start to use all the good stuff. So I bet that you have a beautiful face mask that you have never, ever used. Or some of those beautiful scrubbing brushes and gloves that you've never even opened. Stuff that you've never taken out of the packet. Beautiful soaps. And this is where you can start using them. I want you to chuck out the old and start using your luxurious things. Don't save them for best. This is showing the universe that you are a VIP. You are someone worth taking care of. You are worth it. Now, get yourself a new toothbrush. Now, sometimes I can get a little bit skanky with this, and sometimes I keep toothbrushes for a while because I think, oh, it's still good, it's still good. And that's fine, but you know, get a new one or disinfect it, sterilize it a little bit, etc. And Mark does this all the time because he brushes his teeth very ferociously and his toothbrush gets, you know, really worn really quickly. And they're only a couple of bucks. Get yourself a new toothbrush. And then of course, get rid of all the rubbish, just get rid of it all. So when I was talking about that hoarder program, oh my God, the people's bathrooms in the hoarder show were horrible. Rubbish, dirt, just disgusting stuff. So if you've got any rubbish, just get rid of it all. Just get a big giant plastic bag, go through the cupboards and just chuck it all out. Upgrade your toilet paper. It's such a small thing, but it can just make such a difference. And see how all of these little things, they're very, very subtle, but also it's no big deal just to kind of upgrade at once, decide you're going for the premium toilet paper or premium tissues or premium toothbrush, and then it's just done. You've made the decision. You do not have to think about it anymore. And all of those things compound over your day. All of those things free you up energy to do other stuff. Now, this is a bit of an extreme example, but President Obama does the same thing. He eliminates all those decisions he needs to make on a day-to-day basis, which I thought was really interesting, not in the conversation of upgrading, but just about freeing up energy, because all of that stuff, you don't realize how much it plagues your mind on a day-to-day basis. It just hums under the surface like a computer that has too many programs running on it at one time. So President Obama just says, I eat the same thing for breakfast every day. I have my clothes laid out for me. I've got very little to choose from in terms of ties and shirt colors and pant colors. You know, most of my shirts are blue. Most of my ties are this. Most of my shoes are black. And he doesn't have to make that decision because he makes so many important decisions on a day-to-day basis. He doesn't want to cloud up his mind with that. So it's a different conversation, but this is why we're doing all these tiny little things. don't stress about if you're going to have the good toilet paper or the crap toilet paper. That is a decision you no longer have to make. You automatically go for the best. You automatically go for the one that you want. You might think, Denise, how am I going to pay for all this? You know what, gorgeous? As soon as you start to make that decision, as soon as you make the decision that you're going to go for the better option, the money does follow. And again, we do this whole upgrade assignment on the Lucky Bitch Money Bootcamp. And, you know, I teach you how to make those upgrades. But for now, all you need to do is just make a quick decision that's always going to be that. And that's it. Okay. So we're going on to the living room now. Again, make it all clean and sparkly. Do a nice clean on it. And then get your DVDs, books and CDs, all of that stuff neatly filed away. Make sure everything's in good working order and get rid of everything that just doesn't work anymore. So if you've got a TV that doesn't quite work, just get rid of it. You're probably better off having no TV than a TV that makes you feel crap every time you look at it or takes up important mental energy. If you've got a VCR player still, just get rid of it. Seriously, it's going to take so much effort to deal with some of that stuff. And you're going to create so much space. It's going to be amazing. And all of that stuff really relates to your manifestation. So let's have a quick chat about your car and your handbag, two very, very symbolic places for crap and clutter. So I did this video recently where I opened up my handbag and showed all of the crap that was inside it, talking about decluttering, and it was pretty embarrassing. The thing that's even worse is that I did a very similar video for a drama project when I was 16, and I did this little video and went, "Hi, I'm Denise, and this is what's in my bag." And honestly, it was the same crap. You know, like 10, 15 years later, there was makeup, deodorant, pieces of random paper, tissues, money, loose coins, paper clips, buttons, and just the most random shit. So it's kind of embarrassing that so many years later, I've got the same problem around my handbag, and I'm getting much better about it. So just imagine for a moment that your handbag actually represents your ability to achieve your goals. What is your handbag saying about you right now? Is it saying you're organized and simple and clean? Or is it saying that you're chaotic, dirty, messy, uncaring, and that you don't take care of what you've already got? Is that the message that you're sending to the universe? What about the bag itself? Is it a bag that you love? Or is it a bag that you just use because you've got it or you've had it for a long time? So really have a look at the bag that you're currently using. Is it something that makes you feel really, really good? Is it made out of beautiful material? Is it something that you're proud to own? Because really, if you treat your handbag as something you just use every day without thinking, or it can really represent how you are in your life at the moment, and how you do anything is how you do everything. So I met up with my friend Jen last weekend, and she had this great handbag. And it was a Louis Vuitton handbag, really beautiful. And she said, yeah, it cost $900. You know, and I've known Jen for a long time. You know, it's not like she was brought up rich or, you know, she won the lottery or she does that kind of thing all the time. And she just said, I really wanted to buy something that was classic and beautiful and something that I felt really, really proud to own. So her mother-in-law gave her some money for a present and she put in the rest of it and she got her husband to put in something as well. She said she went into the Louis Vuitton shop and they said to her, oh yeah, you can have this bag or, you know, you can, for $50 extra, you can upgrade to the bigger one. And she really stopped and just went, no, I'm going to go with my original choice. And honestly, that handbag is beautiful. And you're not going to just chuck lots of crap in a $900 handbag, are you? So you almost have to treat your handbag right now as if it is a $900 handbag or more. You have to treat it as though you already deserve that extra abundance in your life, that extra luxury. Remember, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're messy and uncaring in one area of your life, quite likely that's spilling over into other areas. It could be spilling over into your money situation or your health or your relationships. Everything is all completely connected. And don't think I'm saying this because I'm perfect, Miss Lucky Bitch. I'm not. Physical clutter is a big challenge for me as well. Taking care of myself is a big challenge for me. Self-care is a big challenge for me. But I work at it every day. And that's how I've been able to make massive big leaps. And that's why I'm really a master manifester. So when you take care of that stuff, you can be as well. Let's talk about your car for a second. We spend so much time in our cars. They almost become like our second home. And like our real home, they really reflect our personality and state of mind. So again, clear out your car. Any old papers, cans, bottles, rubbish, pens, whatever is creating chaotic energy. It really is chaotic energy and it's keeping you stuck. You've got to clear out the clutter and you'll definitely feel a positive difference in the energy inside your car. Wash your windows. They're the eyes of your car. Keep them clean. It really makes good sense and obviously it's going to let good energy in from outside. And I know that sounds really weird, but I meet up with a friend of mine probably once every couple of weeks and we go to this car cafe and you give them your keys and they clean your car and you go inside to the cafe and they've got Wi-Fi and, you know, it's a really beautiful cafe and you can sit and have a date with somebody, you know, lunch or coffee, and then you come out and you leave in a beautiful sparkling car. But there's some really interesting stuff that's going on with my car at the moment, which I will tell you about. So some of you might have heard me talk about my old car before. So when I first moved back to Australia, my uncle sold me this really cheap car, and he's a car salesman, and it was a secondhand car from one of his employees. Oh, it was so bad. It was a 1993 Audi car, so, you know, 20 years old. And it was a luxury car in its day. It really was. It would have been an amazing car. You know, beautifully designed seats and all this kind of stuff. But there were so many things wrong with this car. It was really old and budget. So the material on the side of the doors was peeling off. And underneath was this disgusting, waxy, bright orange gunk. And if you got too close to it, it would get on you and it would stay on you for a couple of hours. So you had to be really careful not to get it on your clothes or your hands. And that wasn't the worst thing. The ceiling started sagging down. And that was okay. I'm 5'4". It didn't touch, you know, it didn't touch my head. But then I had a friend in the car who was over 6 foot. And the ceiling was literally around his ears, which was really embarrassing. And he knew what I did for a living. He knew I was a life coach. He had come to one of my workshops before and, you know, heard me talk about all this manifesting stuff and then got in my embarrassing car. When he turned on the air conditioning, it had this high-pitched squeal that was just horrible. And obviously this car did not make me feel good. And even though I work from home and I only needed my car, you know, just to go to the shops or to run around to something, it didn't make me feel successful. It didn't make me feel good. It was embarrassing and I didn't want people to see me in the car. So, oh my God, this is so funny. Then I upgraded my car and I got a new one and I got this, you know, little Holden Vectra that was blue. And every time I clicked the car thing to open it, very technical, I would say, I love you, car. Thank you so much. I love you. This is amazing. And it's not an amazing car. It's not the car of my dreams. And I'm actually about to upgrade because, again, I just wanted that little runaround car. And that car for me felt like an upgrade. And now I'm like, oh, this car, it stinks. It's not very good. And I'm giving it to my little brother. So I want to ask yourself, do you love your car or are you ashamed of it? Is it something that you need to declutter? Literally, get rid of. The clutter might be invisible. It might be in your boot, but it doesn't mean it doesn't influence you. So keep it clear, clean, clutter-free, and you will get that good car energy. The other thing I want you to do when you get in your car, as soon as you're driving in it, get in and say, car, please protect me. We can even send up a prayer to your angels. Please protect my journey. And I'm doing this a lot now because I had a little car accident recently and I really had to look at what the message was that was telling me. It was telling me to slow down and pay attention in all areas of my life. So everything that happens, And your car is just one of those things that could bring up an important message for you. Say, for example, you get lots of red lights in a row. You just go, thanks, universe. Thanks for helping me to pay attention and to slow down. Don't make it mean that you're an unlucky person. So things like this, your car, your handbag, all of those things are very symbolic to us every day. Really easy. So gorgeous. That is your first assignment in the decluttering action, and it is all around your physical environment. So take some time today to go through it, and please take some before and after pictures so you can post them on my Facebook wall and the Lucky Bitch community can applaud you for your hard work. And I would also love to hear what happens when you start decluttering, what new possibilities come up for you, what new ideas and what new manifestations start to come up. It's very exciting. So have fun with it, and I will see you on the next audio for some more decluttering, this time your emotional and energetic decluttering.